I've been having a hard week. And so I'll lay it all out there for you, a little bit about my week. In the heat of this summer, that particularly in Boston really came out this past week, it got really hot up there. I finally dug out my summer clothes, and I dug out my cute summer dresses and my shorts and my t-shirts, and I tried them all on. And my dresses didn't fit, my shorts didn't fit, nothing fit. My summer clothes just don't fit this year, and it's really depressing to look in the mirror and be like, wow, I just don't fit. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been there, ever had that happen, but it really got to me. And sort of concurrently, I found out earlier this week some other not so great news. I had led a pilgrimage to Italy in June with an organization, with another co-leader, and I found out this week that even though it had been a fantastic, great experience, I wouldn't be able to lead it next year. Because it doesn't fit with the schedule of my residency at Brigham and Women's for chaplaincy. The organization needs to do it a month earlier, and my residency goes through the end of May, and it just doesn't fit. And even though I know that it's not about me, I know I did a great job over there in Italy, I know I had a great time, and my participants had a great time, and my co-leader really wants to lead it again with me, it still brings up all these feelings of inadequacy and anger and sadness that it just doesn't fit in my schedule for next year. And so I've been holding these two things this week, and I find like this feeling of just not fitting has really risen to the surface. And it's this terrible, haunting feeling of anger, of sadness, of unworthiness. And it's really got to me this week. And alongside all of this personal struggle, this week also revealed the news, actually yesterday, Saturday, that West Hills Friends Church in Portland, Oregon, was released from Northwest Yearly Meeting. I don't know if any of you heard that news or not. Mark Pratt Russum, the pastor of West Hills, wrote this in a blog yesterday on Saturday. It was about 24 hours ago that I received news that my Quaker meeting, West Hill Friends, was released from our yearly meeting. Our meeting has affirmed same-sex relationships and valued our LGBTQ friends as full participants in the life of our community. Just recently, we performed a same-sex marriage ceremony for two of our beloved members. Our position on this was deemed shattering to our yearly meeting 2 years ago. After a 2-year process of bringing us back into compliance with the policies of our yearly meeting, which deemed same-sex relationships as sinful, the yearly meeting elders made the decision to let us go. As a pastor at West Hill Friends, this breaks my heart. Over my 5 years in the yearly meeting, I formed some relationships, especially with fellow youth workers, that meant a lot to me. Yet this is just a fraction of my heartbreak. I'm thinking about the young people in Northwest Yearly Meeting who received this news yesterday. I'm thinking about all of the LGBTQ friends who received the news yesterday, and my heartbreak is with them. To Northwest Yearly Meeting, West Hill Friends didn't fit. They didn't fit the theological, sociological, and political mold that Northwest Yearly Meeting, an evangelical pastoral yearly meeting, held as a standard for its monthly meetings. West Hills Friends Church and many, many members of Northwest Yearly Meeting feel that feeling of rejection, of not fitting in, that terrible feeling full of anger, sadness, and in this case, disappointment. I've been reading lately several books by Brené Brown, if you've ever heard of her. She's a researcher of shame and vulnerability, and she's written a lot of well-known books like The Gifts of Imperfection and You Thought It Was Just You, But It Isn't. She's been featured on TED Talks and Oprah. And in Brené's research, she talks to a lot of different people about shame, about vulnerability, but also about fitting in and belonging. And she talks to them and she hears their stories and of their feelings and emotions that have been evoked when they feel like they haven't fit in or they haven't belonged. And Brené writes, "Fitting in is the greatest barrier to belonging. Belonging is something else entirely. It's showing up and letting yourself be seen and known as you really are." West Hill Friends Church could have tried to fit in. They could have played the game, don't ask, don't tell. They could have written a statement condemning their past actions and been allowed to stay in the yearly meeting. They could have been brought back into compliance with the policies of Northwest Yearly Meeting, but they didn't because they didn't belong. They weren't welcome as who they really are. Yet a big difference between fitting in or not fitting in and not belonging is that when you don't fit in, when you feel like you don't fit in the case of my summer clothes or being replaced on a trip because it doesn't fit my schedule, there's often a sense of shame, a feeling that there's something wrong with me. There's that deep occurrence of self-loathing or being mean to myself that interferes with my ability to love. Not belonging is different. Not being accepted because you have been true to yourself completely is, of course, painful and anger and sorrow-filled. But it's not impede your ability to love. Matt Russum, the same pastor of West Hills Friends Church, continued in his blog entry writing, "Northwest Yearly Meeting, please know that you are loved. Please know that regardless of this decision, that West Hills Friends Church isn't going anywhere. Please know that we will continue to love you, to support you, to acknowledge the light of God in you." He continues extending that love to others both inside the yearly meeting and outside of it. He writes, "If you feel rejected today, know that you have my acceptance. If you feel alone today, know that you have my companionship. If you feel angry, know that you can yell at me. If God feels distant, I will inhabit that place with you and pray that God's presence returns. If you feel like you need to talk, here's my phone number, my Facebook page, my email. This isn't a time, at least for me, to respond to the actions of Northwest Yearly Meeting. This is a time to love those who are hurting and most vulnerable. Let's be there for them. Let's make sure they never doubt. You are loved." Brené Brown also writes about love. She writes, "We cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known. And when we honor the spiritual connection that grows from that offering with trust, respect, kindness, and affection. Love is not something we get or give. It is something that we must nurture and grow." I meet monthly with a group of women for discernment and clearness, and it was my turn yesterday to bring my struggles to that space and share and then to listen as they prayed, reflected, and held my feelings of not fitting in. They encouraged me to buy some new clothes that fit. They encouraged me to love my body as it changes with age and to shift my view of my body from enemy to gift. These women cried with me over the loss of my work next year leading pilgrimages, celebrated with me the joy that this past trip embodied for me, and helped me cultivate a sense of hope that new possibilities would open in the future. As I live into my love of chaplaincy work, as I live into my life full of ministry in so many different ways, ways that invoke who I am with pure authenticity, there are some things that fall away, some only for a time and some forever. Yet by living authentically, I create that space to love myself, my body, my calling, my life. I open up the space to belong. So today I pray for the people of West Hills Friends Church, for the people of Northwesterly Meeting, and all of the LGBTQ friends and their communities around the world who feel heartbreak by what has happened. I pray for the people who feel like they don't fit in because something they feel is wrong with who they are. And I pray that there is space for them to love themselves and feel like they belong. I pray that for each and every person affected, God calls them to be fully who they are, calls them to live authentically, calls them to love in the face of this brutal challenge, so that with that love, space may open, miraculous space for healing, for transformation, and for that sense of belonging.